Hello.
Hello, Jorge.
Yes, who's this?
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. You remember speaking with me last year about 6-7 months ago?
Think so.
I'm from your current marketing team. We spoke about Google Guarantee opportunity for your organization to get more leads directly from the Google Guarantee platform.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling to follow up and see if you've given it any more consideration.
How much was per month? How did it work?
So what you were looking at was the upfront cost of the $250 application fee if you want to get the Google verification. Now, you have a social security number or EIN number?
Yeah, I have a social security number, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, because it asks for either or. You can use either or with that. It's perfectly fine. Okay, so the Google Guarantee process was the direct leads coming from the Google Guarantee section on the first page of Google. That's up at the very tippy top of the page in that section. And what that's going to do is that's going to bring you the direct guarantee leads. Now, with this, what you're looking at here per qualified lead for landscaping, just to make sure that it is the right keywords and right stuff, for you, the services that you're providing there under the landscaping vertical, it's going to be like the concrete, masonry, steps, stonework, hardscapes, landscape design and install, driveway and walkway paving, retaining walls, sod and mm-hmm. seeding, all that, right?
Yeah, but I mainly focus on maintenance and service like new landscaping, but the other jobs are less things that I tend to do.
So you want more like mowing and maintenance or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me see here because that does change the cost. So those landscaping leads, those are done at $80 per lead with an activation budget of $1,050. But what you're saying is that you offer like lawn mowing, maintenance, irrigation system maintenance, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod install, weed control, and yard cleanup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
So that, let me check the price on that because I think that the price on those is cheaper. Give me just a mm-hmm. second. So you're in Azusa. My mom grew up in Azusa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you located now?
At Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're a little ways away from you, but not too far, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not far. Mm-hmm.
Not too far. Okay, so I'm looking here for the cost. Hold on a second, because California is humongous, so it's totally different than looking at the other states. That's too mm-hmm. far north. Okay, the weather has been good to us so far, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. I love it.
I know, me too. So your lawn care leads, you're looking at about $24 to $36 per qualified lead. So that's
okay.
Going to be an activation budget that's very low. You're looking at, here, let me give you the cost. So upfront, it's one-time $250 application fee. All in all, for the leads, the lead budget is $280. So that gives you 13 Google Guarantee leads at like $21 per qualified lead.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So I have a card on file. Let me see here. The card that I have on file for you is the Visa ending in 3851. So I'm going to go ahead and charge the...
No, don't charge that one. I'm going to use the credit card.
Okay. Hold on a second. So you want to put the regular... The everything that you bill with us, so the regular cards you have is for your $49 monthly payment, which is due tomorrow. So
yes, that one, just keep it the way it is.
Got you. Understood. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me pull it off and put it over here. So you want me to wait to process the other one until tomorrow? Leave that one for tomorrow? The $49? Or you want me to charge everything this one time to this card?
Okay, how much the total?
The total,
$299.
Mm-hmm. For your monthly and the active and the application fee.
Okay, let's do that. So let me see if I understood right. So
uh-huh.
after I select the application, mm-hmm. I'm gonna receive leads that are actually gonna give me work. That's right.
Yes. They're looking for your services. They want what you have to offer. They're coming
okay.
for you. They're calling directly for you. Yes. Jorge.
Okay, but I don't have to pay for those leads, right?
The leads are going to be $21 per qualified lead. So you pay after, so we go through application process. Application could take like a month or so. It could take a month to 6 weeks. It doesn't always take that long. It rarely takes that long. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then once you're approved, you pay the $280. That's a budget for 13 leads. The leads come out of that budget. Nothing extra.
Okay. Let me tell you this. Okay. So I had a lead with Zumtac before.
I know. Totally different.
I know.
Totally different. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you how.
Let me just make. I just want to make sure we are on the same page.
Same page.
So, okay. Yeah. I wanna make sure we're on the same page. So what I'm trying to say is, each lead is about, you say 20 something. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that my budget is gonna be about.
$280.
There is a limit. I don't wanna go over my limit. You know
what
I'm saying?
You will not. Okay. Let me tell you how. First and foremost, in this section, the leads, they don't come to me. Like at Thumbtack, they would go to Thumbtack, and then Thumbtack would say, okay, seems like a good lead for them, so they send it to you and five other guys. But the lead started at Thumbtack, and Thumbtack gave it to everybody, and then Thumbtack got paid by all of you guys. That's not how this works. Okay? In this section on Google, the client goes to Google, and they say, I want to work with that company. So they call Bonaterra directly. The phone rings. It's the client. And if that client is requesting for you to come out and bid the job, or that you give estimate over the phone, is the only time you're charged. If it's a sales call, solicitation, spam call, robocall, if it's somebody who is asking for services you don't provide or outside of your service radius, all of that is unqualified. Your lead budget is not charged. You can never go over your budget, because once your budget is exhausted, that's it. We contact you to refill the budget.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't want that thing to happen.
It will happen. It will not happen. It can't happen. We're not going to allow it to happen. This program's through Google. So A, the leads are exclusive. They're only coming to you. B, when the phone rings, you know that it's the client, and we have the call recording going. So if a call has to be disputed, we dispute it directly with Google on your behalf.
Okay, and let me ask one more thing. Okay, after I paid the fee, and then you say I have to go through the process and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened when I run a fund? When I have whatever amount is from
out of your budget. Once your budget is exhausted, we're going to be in communication with you. So if your budget's exhausted, then you're going to want to refill the budget. You can refill the budget, or you can pause the leads. If you want to pause the leads, you can pause the leads anytime you want. Say you take on three leads, right? Say you get approved tomorrow, which you're not going to get approved tomorrow, but let's just say you get approved tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You pay the $280. We turn the leads on. The leads come in, right? The way it's going to work is the leads are going to come in at like three leads a week. Okay. So, if you leave it how it is, you can get more leads if you want more leads with the same budget. It's up to you. You could say, I want them faster. I want five leads a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So say you take on three leads, and now you and your guys, you're booked up. You can't take on any more leads for a couple of weeks. You call in and you pause the leads. When you pause the leads, Jorge, is where it stops. So if you pause if you pause the leads with $200 left in it, and you pause it for as long as you want, that budget rolls over. It's not an automatic charge.
Yeah, I can do that, but let me, okay. So I think I can do that.
You're going to love it
because
you're in charge of how the leads come in and how the, and if you want to pause it, you can pause as long as you want.
But I can pause it online or by telephone, by phone.
By telephone, email, text message, or you can go online to the local Splash app and pause it that way as well by integrating with our team. So you can just message them and say, hey, I want to pause the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay, so what's the card you want to put on file?
Hold on, let me get my wallet.
Okay.
And what's your name again?
Amy Nelson.
And, okay, because sometimes, you know, I've got a lot of calls from different people and I just want to double check, you know?
Yeah, I'm with Local Splash here. I'm sending you a link right now that is my direct extension. You'll see it's everything from Local Splash you've always gotten. I've been with Local Splash for... for 9 years now. A long time.
Okay, yeah. Okay, because I got a lot of, no, not you, but other people try to scam him. And
right. I understand.
I want to verify.
Well, here, you would, well, let me, I can really verify. Hold on a second here. What is your first pet's name?
My first pet's name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Do you know? Do you even know? What's the password?
Yeah, Blackie.
Yes, it is Blackie. That's so funny.
Yeah. All right, Amy. Okay, so this is my credit card.
Okay.
42 for 46.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Uh-huh.
5098.
5098.
Yes, 98. 7044.
7044. Expiration month
and year? 12/2017.
December 27. Got it. Yeah, you tried to confuse me. You said 2017.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah, I live in the past.
Me too. It was better then. What's your security code?
1679. Oh, no, hold on. 865.
865. Okay, now, just to confirm before I charge anything, on this card, you want to do the one-time payment of $250 for the application fee and the one-time for this month for the $49 for the website.
Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you want me to put the other card back on the file for the regular billing?
Yes.
You got it. Okay, perfect. I just like to make sure before I do anything, that way then there's no surprises or, we forgot to tell you or anything like that. Everything's clear. So give me just 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and process that. Now, how many face-to-face employees, how many employees do you have that go out and do the job on their own, or is it only, are you the only owner, the only one?
No, I have two full-time and one part-time employee, so total 3 employees and myself, 4.
Okay, so they can all pass the background check, right?
Nah, just for myself then.
Just you? Okay. Okay, so we have to be careful. That's okay. So we'll only put you on there. That's why I'm asking that question.
Yeah.
And then just to make sure before we do this, do you have the California State Maintenance Gardener Business License?
Yes.
Yes. And then you have the insurance also, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. All right. So it said here that the address on this card doesn't match the billing. So the address I have for this card is 744 North Azusa Avenue.
No, it's no longer that one.
Okay, hold on a second.
Also, I want to change my, actually, that now that I have you on phone, I want to change my address. I'm no longer living in Azusa. I moved to Pomona.
Pomona? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's the address? Tell me the new address.
Okay, so the thing is, with the billing address is different than my home address. So that's why I'm going to give my home address first.
Uh-huh.
And so it's 180 Philadelphia Street.
Hold on. You're going to get, I want to have the billing address because I'm on the billing page. So give me the billing address first.
Okay, so is, I'll give it to you right now. It's P.O. Box 42... 15.
Got it. Pomona?
Pasadena.
Look at you. You're like all over the place.
I know.
Okay, what's the zip code there?
91-11-4.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So that's the billing for this card. Now the other card, the billing for the other card is still the other address, right?
No, actually you have to change it too because I moved, the thing here is I spent 3 days of my week in Pasadena.
Uh-huh.
So, and I've got all my documents right here on Pasadena, you know? So that's why it's the mailing address. It's the
Okay. Okay, 1 second. So it told me that the card It told me that they're still mismatched with the card. So hold on a second. Let me read the card number back to you, make sure I have everything correct, because there's a problem here on my end, okay? Tell me when you're ready. Yeah. I'm going to read you the card number.
No, actually, everything for one notification from the bank is trying to fix it.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Yeah. I thought I made a mistake. Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Let me make sure I'm sending a message saying that it's legit, you know, confirmed. Okay.
Praise God.
So try again.
Okay. I'll try again right now. Okay. Nope. It says that something's, I have some kind of information correct. Incorrect. So you said P.O. Box 4215.
Yeah.
Pasadena, California.
Yes.
91114.
That's right.
And then the card number that I have, it, tell me when you're ready. I'm going to read you the card.
Okay, go ahead.
4246.
Yes.
3153.
Yes.
5098.
Uh-huh.
7044.
That's right. That's correct.
Expire 1227.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Three-digit code on the back, 865.
Yes.
Hmm.
Okay, you want to try again?
Yeah. I don't know why it's saying that, though, because it's saying
Okay, maybe just try my previous address. The 744 has a billing address.
744 Pasadena?
Nora Sousa Avenue.
Nora?
North? No, North.
North.
Uh-huh. North. 744 North. Azusa Avenue.
Azusa Avenue. Okay, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, yes. This old. It already told me that billing address was not good. It already said that one was not good. I'm gonna try it again, but it had already said that was what it said the first time, was that billing address was incorrect.
Mm.
So maybe did you put the new billing for the?
Yes. Because I had the same issue a couple of days ago. And all my banking records are on the new address, the one in Pasadena.
Holy shoot. Hold on. Okay, yeah, it's saying it needs 5 minutes. Okay, so let me do this. Okay, we're going to come back to the billing in just a minute. I'm going to, in the meantime, because it says it needs 5 minutes, so it needs to sit and rest for a little while. So I'm going to set the appointments, and because you have to have an onboarding appointment. So the first thing I'm doing for you is I'm going ahead and sending your, I'm going to be sending your application over. The Google Guarantee application is very easy to fill out. Jorge, only put your information on there. Don't put the other guys, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's going to give you exact example of what it wants for the insurance document. So you want to make sure that you're putting exact document that it asks for right there for certificate of insurance. It's very, very clear to you. And then it's also going to tell you for social security number. They're going to do the background check. In addition to that, it's going to be for the license, which you said you have. So very easy. I'm sending it now to you. It's labeled Google Guarantee Application. And then I'm going to set a call with my agent. Her name is Aureli. She's going to be doing the onboarding for the Google Guarantee. So this is going to be, I can do tomorrow. Do you want to do, like, say, around the same time?
What's tomorrow? Thursday, yeah.
Or do you want to do, like, 2:30? 3:30, or we could do, like, 8 a.m.
No, a.m. is complicated.
Early.
Let's do around noon.
Around noon. Okay, I can do 1 or 1:30.
Let's do 1.
Okay.
Well, I just received it.
You just received what? The application?
Yeah. Well, you have a red hair?
I do. I do have red hair. Yep. That's me. Yep.
All right.
Crazy lady, huh?
Well, you look nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Of
from.
Okay, so we're going to set your appointment so that that's ready to go. Okay, you're going to receive that notification coming over as well. So let me go back to the billing and see if it's going to let me bill this.
Okay.
If not, let me see here. Yes, it went through with the old billing address. That's so weird. They didn't want to do it the first time, remember?
I know.
Very
yeah.
strange. Okay, so you want me to put the old card back on for the regular billing?
Yes.
Okay, I've got that. And then your everything else is totally good to go. Like, everything else is ready to go. So once you fill out that application, then we're completely good to go. I'm going to call you tomorrow and introduce you to the onboarding agent just to get everything squared away. If you need help filling out the application, she will help you fill the application out at that time, okay?
Yeah, she's going to have the same vibe as you.
The same what?
Vibe.
Oh, the same vibe? I hope so. You know, I get that a lot. I get that a lot that you guys really like the way that I communicate with you and how honest
you are. Yeah, I mean, you're good at sales. You know, I was like, oh, I was not planning to buy it, but then you sound pretty cool and like, okay, yeah.
And so excited for it, huh? Like, I'm super excited what this means for your business. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can add in any time that you say any time that you want to add anything in, or you want to update anything, or you want to add in the landscaping for the hardscapes or anything, then I can help you with that too. You just let me know. No extra charge. We just change the keywords. Okay?
Okay. So if this is your phone number, I can contact you or not?
You can contact me, absolutely, anytime.
Okay. Sounds good, Amy.
All right. I'll talk to you later on tomorrow. Make sure you get the application filled out, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'll finish by tonight.
Okay, perfect. Let me know if you need any help. I'm here to help you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.